Rav, we can't hear you.
I would just be more precise. We had a preparation for the lesson, and we talked about the discernment of Israel. So again, I want to say to those people who are with us, maybe for the first time or not too long, that Israel is considered in each and every person, that he has a direction, an intent, a tendency, and a goal to come into adhesion with the Creator. Israel is direct to the Creator. And accordingly, he sees himself advancing towards this goal. So according to this inclination, he's called Israel, Yashankel. And it has nothing to do with nationality or anything else. But it's in each and every one of us. But if in a person there is sometimes such a tendency to being drawn towards knowing God, adhering to Him, identifying with Him, in those times he's called Israel. And if he doesn't have that inclination, then he's called the nations of the world, or a goy, a nation. One not aimed towards attainment of the Creator. This is how it is in each and every person. Each and every person has a part called Israel, and a part that's aimed towards the corporeal life of ours, which we're in, which is called the nations of the world. And our goal is for that part in us called Israel to always be more and more, grow more, and rule over the other parts in us called the nations of the world. Hence, we're not talking about nationality here, nations. Rather, we're only talking about a quality within a person. Well, and let's go to our article.
What you just said from Rabash 1, when you come to the land that the Creator gives you.
There's an article from Rabash.
Israel, being direct to the Creator, being everything that it is, they will come to direct the Creator, does not have a name, because does not have a name. Rather, all his thoughts are for this creature, and that is called Eretz, land of Israel. He directs the Creator. He does not have desires rather of self, of others, and for himself. Life, he has no such desires, and all his desires are to the means to bestow upon the Creator. Rather, everything that, that nourishes his body, it is only in order for him to have the strength to engage in the intention to bestow.
Yes. Okay, well, this is the correct definition in this world. We think of all kinds of ways, and this is not correct at all. And we really hope that humanity will we hope that humanity will start changing its ways and its opinion, and then we will see an opposite world, as everything is measured according to the qualities of man. And everything is measured according to his body. We're living in a special time. The world is receiving a very new change, ridding itself from all the garbage it has. Let's hope we manage to rid ourselves from this and by this virus. And if not, we're already in a clear incline towards correction of the world. And let's hope that we will see how worthwhile this is for us to get the assistance of the Creator or the nature, and go together with nature to the correction of man. Towards nature, towards the human. Doesn't this remind you how we are with this virus at our homes, awaiting to be seemingly healed from this virus, to leave this state of ours? Jesse writes, where we're also in some waiting to emerge, exit Egypt from our states, these terrible egoistic states. What does this coronavirus depict to us? Only our egos. And this is to the extent in which we're still in our egos. The virus controls us, not just it, but it's the sign. So for the time being, as we are under the control of the virus, in the quality of, in order to receive, the meaning Egypt, we're expecting to exit it and for us to be able to rise above this state, above this, in order to receive, in order to bestow and connect all of us, to be as one man in one heart. And then the Creator will be able to, accordingly to the extent of the connection between us, clothe us, and then we will advance to be a free people in our land, to be free in all the acts of bestowal in our land, in our desire to bestow. So now, even though we are still under the control of the evil inclination, under the control of this coronavirus, let's say, as an example, we nevertheless expect and look forward and plan this emergence from under its control, and with the hope that we will be able to advance towards the intention in order to bestow, and then no virus will rule a person, not a spiritual virus, and moreover, no corporeal virus. Please, if there are questions, please, you can ask. Just everything has to be tight to the text.
Please.
This year, here, next year, free. It is written above that with the aim of this commandment, we can evoke the guaranteed redemption destined for us, as in the commandment of eating the matzah of our fathers in Egypt.
Meaning that we're still sitting here together in Egypt. Our intentions are in order to receive. That means that we're sitting in Egypt. But we are already aiming ourselves, we are already thinking, we are depicting to ourselves that we will emerge above these intentions for ourselves in order to receive and come to thoughts and intentions in order to bestow, to be connected above our egos. Therefore, in this whole feast of Pesach, we are already aiming towards our exodus. The meal itself is still in Egypt, where we're still in order to receive. But all our actions, all our tendencies, our inclinations are already seemingly outside of Egypt. With the
we acquire thorough knowledge of the mercies of the Creator that He did with us.
To that extent that a person realizes how evil his state is, he can appreciate what the Creator is doing with him.
The champion of the world.
Meaning only the Creator is what's missing, and that's the difference between this world and the next world, between exile from spirituality and spirituality itself. Only that feeling, that attainment, the recognition of the Creator.
End quote.
Meaning, it's not too bad that we're not feeling the Creator now. We feel ourselves far from Him. To the extent in which we advance towards Him, we will have even greater descents, completely to the point that we won't feel or think and disconnect in a horrible way from Him. And then, again, there will be an ascent and advancement and closening and contact. And again, like that, and with such approaches and of existence and absence and existence and absence, we will come to the end of correction. And then in the end of correction, the whole absence that was is also accumulated together, and all the presences are accumulated together, and both night and day come to one big day.
Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City.
Boker Tov, Rob. Earlier said that we must crave the Creator's work. What is the Creator's work, and why does the Creator have work to do?
The work that we need to do is to prefer the connection with the Creator, meaning with the quality of bestowal, love of others, emergence above our egos, relative to being in our egos and only thinking of ourselves. That is all the work of the Creator, or the service of the Creator. Netanya Virtual Group.
Yes, hello.
Do we have or not? No, we're erasing and going onwards. Yes? Very well. We have Italy 3.
Buongiorno, Rab.
Buongiorno.
Volevo chiedere.
Buongiorno.
Questa libertà di cui parla il testo.
Yesh targum?
Lan targum?
Do we have translation?
They need to translate it to English. Please translate it to English. Ask the question in English, Italy. Your question.
What is this freedom that talk in the text? This is the question, Giuseppe. What is this freedom that they are talking in this text?
The freedom is from our egoistic desire. That's called to be a free people in our desire. To be free, land is desire in our land, in our desire. From our ego that is constantly drawing us only into our desire to fill itself only. By which we are disconnected from the Creator. Good morning. How can we increase the feeling of exile and not run away from it?
Only through the society. Only through the society and dissemination. And dissemination, yes. These two things, most especially these two things, hold us in our network of connections, in our system, and they will not let the person run off. Otherwise, it's certain that he will.
What does it mean by the society, if you can expand on it?
It means that you're attached to the friends. You are committed to them, they are committed to you, and you work together. You work together, each one helps his friend. You act together.
Simply, virtually, it became less real.
Incorrect. That's what you think. And I see in the rest of the friends which I see that their connection is getting much stronger because of the virtual form of connection. When the corporeal image disappears, corporeal feeling, and I don't see people close to me, it gives more strength to that virtual connection. That's what I feel happening. And if you don't, then it's your problem and it's a serious one. Ita 4.
La mia domanda è: che significa ad ogni livello di ascesa?
The question is:
comincia il suo lavoro dallo stato di inanimato.
What does it mean that when a person has a sense and then he has two senses, it starts from the degree of soul? Che
הופך להיות בירידה נכונה או הופך להיות בהמה?
In the right descent, he becomes like a beast who wants nothing more than sex, food, family, money, respect. That's called a beast with respect to spirituality, and he begins from that. If he just wants to eat grass, it's not called a beast. You understand? A beast means that he descends to the plane of this world alone. Yes.
That same revelation and concealment, about 2 months ago when we talked about the crisis, no one wanted to hear. Everyone was in their matters. Today, it's clear to everyone that there's a crisis. But also, they're talking very similar to us. They've been doing amazing clips, and you're seeing that the network is filled with messages of we've gone too far, we've harmed everything, and we didn't listen. I mean, there's a certain revelation of the crisis.
There is a revelation of evil with respect to the past, but there's no recognition of good in terms of the future, meaning seeing that the crisis is a new birth.
So how do we know? There's a huge change that happened in the world, and we need to somehow stand out in our difference now, because now they're talking very similar, but there's no direction to anyone.
So that's exactly it. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing for the future, no direction, no approach. So we need to show the world its future form that it must assume. And that's what we have to build. That's what we need. So we are done talking about the crisis itself. This is obvious. It's obvious. You can mention it in a word, and that's enough. But regarding the future, nature demands us, demands that we be an integral part of the whole, like cells in one body. You can speak about the integrality of nature, the global nature of it, and so on and so forth. That's the next step. Later, well, it's about how human beings need to change even more in advance of that, not just to stop being harmful, but to do good and to elevate this.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Clean. What's the difference between idol worship and being slaves or servitude?
Slavery or servitude means that I feel that I am a slave. I want to escape. And idol worship means that I've built for myself all sorts of magnificent, great things that I consider as important, and I bow before them. I regard them highly. In our time, in our times, it's money, respect, control, health, which people are engaging in to an exaggerated level, and these are idol worship, you could call them in general. Other all goals except for adhesion with the Creator. All those things I engage in instead of adhering to the Creator are called idol worship. Now, if I engage in food, sex, money, respect, knowledge, and so on, to the extent that it's necessary for me to subsist, to establish myself. But except for that, everything above that, I'm engaged with the Creator, then I'm properly arranged, right? I arrange all the corporeal things to assist me in the attainment of the goal. But if the main thing for me is the attainment of corporeal things and the spiritual ones I neglect, this is called...
dissemination. We see that the public... there's the revelation of evil. We're seeing that the system is integral. And that system of connection is like what Balasan writes in One Mitzvah, that the working towards the collective, we're starting to see it in the public, and there won't be a choice. We'll have to get to that. Then we'll have the people with the servants of the Creator. But dissemination is very difficult. We can barely say... is the recognition of evil. Where can we move to this goal, to the final goal of the Creator?
What is the knowledge of God, the recognition of the Creator? It's the recognition of love in general between everyone in the world. If all of us at least took each other into consideration, then of course this coronavirus wouldn't have appeared, and we would have helped each other in a good, nice way, even if it did appear, and so on and so forth. What is the love of God, the recognition of God? Interpret it in our way, in the normal way, not through various slogans which you yourself don't understand. It's called love between people.
Hello, Rav. I'm asking to know if I feel the sorrow of the nations of the world, which is a beastly sorrow. How can I convert it to a spiritual deficiency in the work in the ten?
Excellent. If you feel the deficiencies of the nations of the world, then pray to the Creator for them. Turn to the Creator and try to explain that you want to bestow to them. Excellent. Yes, that's good. That's what we need to do. Baltia 1.
Так об этом и вопрос, что они даже лучше делают это распространение. Клипы, они говорят о любовью ближнего, то такие вещи...
So here's the question. They're disseminating better than us. They're doing beautiful clips. They're talking about love of others, like Elad talked about. But what's next? They already came to that state. So what now do we do? Do we pray for them? Or do we give some kind of solution, pragmatic, corporeal solution?
I don't know. You need to learn these things. I don't take part in all those video clips and everything you're doing on the internet. I don't take part in this. I'm not on the internet. You need all that. I teach you all the rules, and you need to apply those rules in the open field of the peoples, the world. It's all in front of you. What are you asking about? You have to bring everyone to know one thing, that it's only good connection between people that saves us from all of the problems and troubles. That's what they need to know. They want to emerge from all these problems and troubles. They're welcome to do so. They just need to develop a good connection between people. You want to drive away this coronavirus? Go ahead, no problem, on the condition that you're properly connected together, right? And not in just a few words, right? You need to explain to them where this stems from. We have a general integral system. All of reality is an integral system. They need to have some foundations, some foundational knowledge. Ashkelon VG.
Ashkelon. Azlama Siman Shila Mufia.
Why do you have a question mark then?
Lama Mufia Siman Shila.
Why Does the question mark appear there?
Tov, ani kvar roshem.
All right. So I am writing down these groups in my blacklist. They won't get to ask.
So
that's it. You will all learn what it means. What arvut means, mutual guarantee. If one person did it, the whole group is now
Denis Sendler from Moscow is asking, what does it mean in memory of the Exodus from Egypt?
It's like the Creator once took out that group called people of Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, out of Egypt. He did it all, meaning he made all the actions over that group of Israel that they then need to undergo themselves. But just like we, you know, take a child by the hand and we tell him, go from here to here to here and do this and this and that. And later when he grows up, he goes through these things on his own. Similarly, that's what the Creator did with us in the past, with that group of Abraham. He brought them to Egypt and then to the desert and from the desert to the land of Israel and then to a shattering, the first temple, second temple, and by that he finished his role. Meaning, where did he stop with us? 2,000 years ago, where he shattered the whole process. And now, we need to renew the process. Renew it in a way that is internal. This means feeling that we don't belong to each other, yet we have to connect to each other. And we are in our will to receive in order to receive. This is what's called Egypt or Pharaoh. We have to rise above this will to receive and so on and so forth. And keep working this way until we come out of the will to receive to a state called desert. And the desert is our inner state. We connect between us and are willing to reach Arvut. And the Arvut is the mutual promise between all of us, the guarantee that we are strengthening each other. It's exactly what we need to do right now. Right now, we need to achieve Arvut between us. And I think that this is what we're going to have to read about perhaps today in the noon lesson, if you're interested in that, the Arvut article. It's really very important. Also, possibly Matan Torah. In short, these two articles are, after all, our foundation. So, if we begin to make connections between us, as what is described in the article of Arvut, then there's no problem. We will reach revelation of the Creator, and with His force, we will come out of Egypt and draw the light that reforms, called Torah, and go through that stage called Mount Sinai and the desert, the state and a state of rejection and hatred, to the point that we achieve connection between us through the force of Binah, the force of love, and thus will enter the land of Israel. That is a desire that will be entirely aimed at the Creator, Yashar El, straight to the Creator, and will build a connection between us called the first temple, the second temple, and we'll come to the third temple. That's how it works. And it's all in front of us, ahead of us. It all happens in the connection between us. So that's what we have to think about. That's what we have to talk about. We really have nothing besides that. We just have to seriously realize this. And also understand how these troubles that we're now feeling, and especially the whole world, is how these blows appear in order to help us. To help us.
Rav, there are other organizations out there who are spreading this general message of unity. So would it be beneficial to support these organizations that have the same message? Thank you.
Sure, but after what they say, their message, do they actually have something concrete to do about it? Besides pretty words, do they know what it means to move forward in connection and not just to remain on the level of this world, the framework of this world, which is just building good relationships between people? There were always all kinds of organizations and pretty people, so to speak, you know, who relate to each other nicely. Where do all religions come from and belief systems and all that? It has to do with those people that Abraham wanted to explain to them about the true correction, and they wanted to do it in some partial, superficial way, whether it's just earthly relationships between them or some specific rituals or something. And as a result, religions emerged and belief systems and techniques and so on. And then Abraham scattered them in all directions so that at least it will somewhat kickstart the correction process. But I don't know what we need to do with all of them. I don't think that we need to communicate with them and connect with them, because we'll only confuse ourselves by that. We need to be well connected between us and strengthen our connection as much as possible, and from the connection between us, spread the method of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the entire world. And then you'll see that all the other methods gradually wither away and decline, because they're just a fruit of the main man-made reality and man's earthly brainchild. And only the connection that's based on the foundation of Kabbalah, the actual principles of connection, that will exist forever. So I wouldn't go and get in touch with them at all in any way. No, I'll tell you why, first of all. First of all, we're not big in terms of the amount of people we have. We're great in terms of our goal, our aim towards the goal. And it's the opposite with them. Their goal is a superficial, simple connection on the earthly level. And they're strong in quantity. So they're stronger in corporeality, but we don't need that corporeality. Why do we connect? Why do we inform humanity that there is a problem in what's happening here, because we have to rise to a higher level. We have to rise in our connection to a higher degree. And they say, no, we just need to create a nice relationship between us here on the planet Earth to live here. So we're opposite in our goals, in our aim for correction. Our initial aim is opposite to theirs, and that's why we don't need to connect with them in any way. And that's the same with regards to all kinds of religions and faiths and belief systems. We have no connection with them. We need to only stick to our foundation. And then they also won't feel like we're threatening them or anything like that. We do our thing. If you want to join us, please, you don't have to if you don't want to. We spread the message about the correction of the world, the way.
De acuerdo a la lectura, la pregunta es, ¿cómo podríamos hacer que todo nuestro trabajo sea para el Creador con las cualidades de amar a los otros, por lo menos en las próximas 24 horas?
How can we make it so that all of our qualities will work to the benefit of others, at least in the upcoming 24 hours?
To think about it, all of us together, and accordingly prepare material that we can spread throughout the internet so that all people can connect with it and feel that it can take them to, first of all, a common ground between everyone, and also a warm sensation between everyone. And by that, we are attracting the higher force of nature, which is integral. And we are all integral as well. And so that is called one receives one. And then we receive the slide.
Hello. Dear Rav, the law of Ravut that we're talking about, to what extent will the 99 have to keep it?
To the extent of their development, to the extent that each and every one develops and wants to bring his corporeal development to his spiritual development, then he'll have to carry out the law of Arvut this way. Put it like this. If I live in a certain village, right? Let's say in Alaska. So I don't really belong to mutual guarantee so much. I belong to the world. The world belongs to me, sure. But it's in a way that I don't really know how connected I am. And if I belong to more global systems of the world, then I both give and receive to the world, and I exist with them in a connection of Arvut. So that depends on a person's level of development. Same thing in a spiritual way. If I want to be more connected to the Creator, I need to be more involved with the vessel in which he appears, and therefore I need to be more part of the mutual guarantee. Because what do I do in this mutual guarantee? I sense that kli created by the Creator in its true form, and it's like this you know, what's happening with humanity, being so miserable with this virus and other things. It's not that. I want to sense the kli in its true, corrected way, like the Creator created. And it is written, one judges through his own flaws. To the extent that I correct myself, I feel humanity corrected. And to the extent that I correct myself, I feel that humanity is corrected. So humanity is formless. One judges it through his own flaws. If I want to sense the final correction, the complete correction, so I only need to correct my attitude to humanity, then I'll see all of them corrected, well connected with mutual love. The world is full of love and connection. That's what I'm going to see. And the Creator is along with them, connected and revealed. And it all depends on me. I don't need to wait for other times. There's no time. So the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us what we actually have to do. Make the corrections today, and you'll reveal your world in your life. Meaning you'll discover the true world in your life right here and now. How do you do that? By attaining the Ervut. That's what he wants to tell us. We lack nothing besides discovering the connection between all people of the world, all human beings, how the Creator has designed it. And in that, I don't need to correct them. What does it mean that I correct them? I correct my attitude to them. I correct my attitude to them. So I'm taking the Creator, grabbing him by the hand like a child grabs the hand of an adult, and I'm telling him, come here, help me. And he comes. And he comes and helps to correct my relationship to everyone. And this is something internal. I don't need to yell about it to everyone. Meaning the correction of Arvut, connection, revelation of the Creator, the eternal life, the eternal world, it's all in your hands, no one else's hands. But
this passage as we just read, how can we describe this inside of a person or inside of the ten? Because it seems as if we're describing like people in front of each other, but how do we bring this to the more internal level?
The
fact that we are in a group, we need to envision ourselves as being in a single boat. And that we mustn't think about any negative attitude to the other, or even take the other's state into account, because then we're all drowning. Meaning, if I think negatively about others, I directly affect myself, because we're all in the same boat. Even egoistically, when I do harm to you, I'm harming myself. So at least to achieve that is to reach an egoistic kind of mutual guarantee, that's good too. All right? Latin America. Latin America 7.
Hola, Rab. Muchas gracias. La pregunta es...
I'm going to give you a little instruction.
Digamos que yo puedo difundir varias veces durante el día y otro amigo de mi decena no tiene...
Rob, I have the opportunity to disseminate several times a day and another friend from the tent doesn't have the strength to do it at all. But if I'll motivate him, he will disseminate. So how important is it to motivate all the friends to start disseminating and feel the arvut between us? What's more important than dissemination, quality or quantity of the ten?
Both quantity and quality, but obviously quality first and then quantity. Meaning if you have a ten and you can carry it out well, do that first. And towards others, you just need to share the matter, the concept of Arvut in a general way. But to actually...
From the bottom of my heart, I want to do it. I agree, and I'm trying to do it.
All right, very well. So if you want with all your heart to carry out the condition of Arvut together with your friends, so then you're now building immediately a place for the Creator where He can be revealed, and then He appears between you. Then you're building the network where the Creator can be revealed. That is terrific. Go ahead. Reveal Him. The Arvut is the condition of the network of connection between you becoming